as I say. Time for the press review now with Emily Ball. She's starting off with what was our top story, and it's the top story in the French papers today as well, isn't it, Emily?
Yes, well, most French papers all have quite a similar front page this morning, as Marine Le Pen's future will be decided by a court later today. La Dépêche, for instance, calls it l'heure de la vérité, or the moment of truth. Le Pen and her party are accused of embezzling money from the European Parliament by using a fake job scam. On their front page, Libération says Le Pen, her future is in the balance, and highlights the crucial question, will Le Pen be able to run for president in 2027? Now, Le Pen potentially faces a €300,000 fine, a prison sentence and a ban from holding public office for the next 5 years. Le Pen has accused prosecutors of seeking her political death. Now, in the right-wing paper Le Figaro, they say that Marine Le Pen's future is on edge, on a judicial edge. They have an opinion piece as well, which says that it could be a potential cataclysm, and some could call it a coup d'état.
Now, the press seems to be picking up a lot on Donald Trump's comments in that phone interview as well. Tell us what came out of that one, Emily.
Yes, well, exactly. Plenty of headlines this morning using different quotes from Trump's phone interview with NBC yesterday. The Washington Post, for instance, chose to focus on his anger. The president said he's angry at Putin for questioning Zelensky's legitimacy. Politico, on the other hand, went for the same quote, but slightly later, a little bit of a ruder quote here. He said he was pissed off. The full quote is that he was very angry and pissed off with Putin at his approach to a ceasefire, adding that he would impose tariffs on Russia's oil exports if he didn't agree to a truce within a month. Now, NBC was concerned with something else that came out in the interview, saying that Trump would not rule out seeking a third term. He said there were methods with which he could become president for a third time. At the moment, though, a third term is prohibited by the US Constitution under the 22nd Amendment. But there's more, Stuart. BBC News here chose to talk about his comment on his tariffs, saying he couldn't care less about higher car prices. His latest tariffs are set to begin on the 2nd of April on what Trump has called his Liberation Day. Now, just one final thing on Trump. This interesting cartoon in The Telegraph, obviously a play on the Gladiator films. I would just like to bring your attention, Stuart, to the Latin there, et iterum Americae magna, or once again, America is great.
Well translated. Very good. Let's move to Myanmar, where rescue is continuing to look for survivors under the rubble after Friday's earthquake, all while a civil war continues to rage on as well, Emily.
Yes, well, The Economist has an interesting article on the political situation in Myanmar in the aftermath of the earthquake. It says that following the earthquake, many thought there might be a pause in the civil war and the fighting. But although one side of the warring parties, the National Unity Government, announced a temporary ceasefire, the military junta has continued bombing certain areas, in some cases bombs landing close to rescue operations. The piece says that the military junta has a record of exploiting natural disasters for political gain. It highlights the difficulties of humanitarian efforts, such as poor infrastructure, broken down communication lines, and relatively little access, all worsened, of course, by the junta's activities.
To Sweden for this next one. The far right seems to be gaining ground among young boys. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, quite a scary article in The Guardian today, Stuart. A long read that I recommend. Violent far-right groups in Sweden recruit boys as young as 10. The article says, quote, that validated by Trump, Musk and the Manosphere, far-right groups are using bodybuilding and fight clubs to further their white supremacist agenda, pulling in boys through online platforms and social media. The article says that more and more Nazi salutes are being recorded in Swedish schools, for example, since Elon Musk's salute in January. It adds that there's been a dramatic shift in the structure and the practices of extreme far-right groups. One of the biggest changes being that the age of recruitment has plummeted. As the article says, some of the young boys being recruited are now as young as 10 years old. It adds that where it used to be, quote, guys who wanted to be seen, it's now about vulnerable boys who spend their time online and sometimes miss social contact.
Yeah, very depressing news. Let's have something a little bit more heartwarming, though. We need it after all of that, don't we? A lovely story coming to us from the UK.
Yeah, exactly, Stuart. A really, really heartwarming and wholesome story coming from Oxford. Two women who have been neighbours for 40 years are celebrating their 101st birthday tomorrow. Josie and Anne were both born on the 1st of April 1924 and have been neighbours for 80 years. They plan to celebrate tomorrow as they have been doing for many years, perhaps by sharing a cup of tea over the garden fence or a bit of Victoria sponge cake.
Victoria sponge cake, that would be lovely. We should send them some French pâtisserie. I think by the time it got there, it wouldn't particularly be in the best of conditions. But congratulations to them. What was it, 104?
101.
101. They'll get to 104, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Emily, thanks a lot. Emily with the papers on France 24. All the latest coming up for you after the break. Do stay with us if you can.